AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Panicky Republican Party leaders see little chance of stopping Donald Trump's march toward the presidential nomination. Last night's GOP presidential candidates debate got so brutal and so insulting that Fox News host Chris Wallace tried to separate Trump and Marco Rubio at one point.
Don't worry about it, little Marco.
Gentlemen.
You ought to do better than this.
R. Mark Smith was there last night and joins us live this morning from Detroit.
You know, Rita, they tried the high road at the start.
This is not about the insults back and forth between the candidates.
But frankly, Rita, that went nowhere.
He has spent a career of convincing Americans that he's something that he's not in exchange for their money. Now he's trying to do the same in exchange for their country.
And after blasts like that from Marco Rubio, Donald Trump unloaded on Rubio and Ted Cruz. Repeatedly, they were Little Marco and Lion Ted. And Rubio's line about Trump having small hands?
If they're small, something else must be small. I guarantee you there's no problem. I guarantee you.
It's unclear if the verbal food fighting even dented Trump's frontrunner status, the one that so worries Mitt Romney and GOP elders. And still at the end, the others on stage, Rita, said they would back Trump if he's the nominee. Rita?
All right. Mark Smith reporting live from Detroit. The February jobs report comes out this morning, and it's expected to be good. Overall, job growth remains steady, and we're finally starting to see some more money in our paychecks. Weird heat wave in Phoenix. It was 91 yesterday. The average there around this time of year is in the mid-70s. A Pacific storm system is expected to cool things down starting Sunday, though. Gas prices are going up. Gas is $1.81 this morning, 8 cents higher than a week ago, according to the AAA. This is AP Radio News. The Obamas have decided to stay in Washington after he leaves the White House in January. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel.
The president confirms that the Obama family will stick around the Washington area for a couple of years so daughter Sasha can finish high school at Sidwell Friends, an exclusive school in the nation's capital. Malia is a senior there now. Where he'll live post-White House? He said they haven't figured it out yet, but that transferring someone in the middle of high school would be tough. Obama had hinted during a 2013 interview that Sasha would have a big say in where the family ends up. Sandy Kozel, Washington.
One of the kids who took the new SAT test this week says it's not so bad. Brian Keyes, a junior at Woodrow Wilson High School here in Washington, says there aren't as many questions where they're trying to trick you. But another classmate thought the math was a little harder on this new test. Brian says if you've got the algebra basics down, you'll do okay. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.